It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Following our broadcast of concerns about the amount of coverage we provided following the Boston bombings last week, we received the following email from listener Lisa, saying she agrees. She writes, "I love your station and listen all the time. I usually donate once, often twice a year, and will gladly donate more when I secure a full-time job. I was saddened by your coverage that seemed to mimic that of CNN and even Fox News at times when speculation kept running on high. The problem truly is having nonstop coverage of an event where only 5 to 10 minutes of new facts have been revealed. What will the journalists talk about? It forces them to speculate, to focus on stories reported by various onlookers who have little information themselves. NPR's coverage was definitely better and more cautious than the CNN and Fox News, but not by much." Lisa goes on to recommend it would have been better to continue with regular programming and interrupt when true developments happen. A couple of folks wrote with a differing opinion, such as Kathleen, saying, "Having lived in Watertown, Massachusetts, and worked in Boston some 20 years ago, I concede I was probably more interested than your average listener, but I greatly appreciated your special and expanded coverage. Last Friday night, I kept the radio turned to WEKU while flipping to and from various media websites for the latest coverage. The fact that a major U.S. city was on virtual lockdown nearly all of Friday was reason enough to interrupt regular programming." Pamela expressed a similar sentiment. "Thank you for your full day of Boston coverage. I suspect you will receive some flack about it, so I wanted to let you know that I appreciate it." We're grateful for all the comments and invite you to let us know what you think. Email us at weku@eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call our listener comment line, 859-622-1657. Then tune in Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.